Hey, baby. Welcome home again. How was your day? My day was okay. Better than okay, actually. I had your friend round again. No, sorry. Not your friend. Your bully. You remember him, don't you, sweetie? I know, I was doing so much to keep you safe and protected, and yeah. Yeah, yada yada. I don't really need to go on about it, do I? Since we last spoke, some things have changed and developed, should we say. Okay. So here's the thing. We both know you haven't been satisfying me enough. How could you, though? Like, your cock is humiliatingly small, and as a woman with needs, I would naturally find a way to let those needs be met, yeah? Right, you get that, don't you? So, your bully, when he came into my life, it started as me doing you a service and doing you a favour, but, well, I was just overwhelmed by how manly he was. You see him, and oh, he's so big and dark. And you know that they have those huge, delicious, big alpha cocks. And he wanted me and my body. And when we compare that to you, well, it's night and day, really. You're small and skinny and weak, unmanly. You couldn't please me, even if you wanted to, and that's not your fault. Anyway, yeah, sorry, I'm getting distracted. I found it so hard to resist him with his energy and his dominance and his swagger and his alphaness, you know? And the way he would always talk about how he loved my thick and fat white ass, how it shakes as they fuck me from behind, spanking me, taking me, coming inside of me, unprotected every time. I mean, what girl wouldn't want that? Oh, he loves that. He loves my ass. You love that, don't you? Raw, unprotected sex with their huge, virile cocks and massive, heavy balls. Oh, how they fill me. They fill me so fully. And he pins me down so I couldn't even escape if I wanted to. Which I don't, by the way. Oh, he makes me so full and creamy. Don't get me started on how many times he's made me come. Oh, don't look so sad. Don't be upset, please, babe. We both know that it's something that you or any white guy could ever provide me with. Sorry, but that's okay. I still love you for the person that you are, even if that means that you'll just be reduced to a little white cuck. What? No, I'm not going to stop though. Why would I? He's your bully, it keeps you safe, it keeps him satisfied, and it keeps me satisfied. Very satisfied. Why would any of us give that up? I'm sure it's something we could learn to love and enjoy together if you just embraced it. I am fully committed to the BNWO. Huh? Well, it's the Black New World Order, silly. It's what's happening in the world. White girls everywhere going black, me included. Your bully, well, he helped me see. He showed me how pathetic and weak you are. I mean, you're the one who got bullied. Maybe you shouldn't have been such an easy target, yeah? Maybe deep down you know this is all your fault. Your bully and I both agree that little white boys like you are just disgusting, filthy perverts who need to be caged up and ignored. You know that, right? Oh, I suppose I should thank you. You introduced him to me. I appreciate it, babe.